This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTaglia along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, you hear him, color analyst for the New Orleans Saints and also for college football, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Deuce, this deal seemed to be, I know you and I talked about it, about what you were going to get for Sean.
Yeah, and Deuce, wouldn't you say it's a win-win for both Sean Payton and the Saints?
Some people may think that. Others don't think that. Others thought that you should get about four more picks and you shouldn't have traded a third next year. But some people aren't living in reality either. I mean, that's kind of the issue that you have. There were not nine other teams lined up to sign Sean Payton right now. You knew that there was a market, but two teams kind of had moved on already. So you were probably dealing with the other team, and that being Arizona. And, you know, you don't know if they met the wants of Coach Payton from a financial as well as a control standpoint. So were they even really seriously in it at that point? And I think that's where, you know, just having an opportunity, hey, look, let's get something done now so it's not continuing to linger on. I think that they did a pretty good job of getting a pretty good package.
Well, Deuce, I look at now, I'm looking at it from a Sean Payton perspective, and that it's not his first rodeo, so to speak, that he would much rather coach Russell Wilson than Kyler Murray. Oh, well, Russell Wilson, he's older, and look what he did with Denver this year. But Kyler Murray, I mean, you want to talk about a volatile personality-type quarterback. I played with Jeff George and June Jones. Jeff George could throw the ball as well as a Dan Marino, a John Elway, but then he wanted to fight the coach. I'm looking at Kyler Murray and what occurred on the Cardinals' sideline this past season. If I'm Sean Payton, why would I want to put up with that? I think it's a better situation considering how Drew Brees and Sean Payton, how they worked out with the Saints, that you'd have the same situation possibly with Sean Payton and Russell Wilson in Denver.
I know he probably preferred a veteran quarterback, you know, when going into it. I mean, just because you want to look at, hey, look, how well will this guy prepare? How well will this guy be committed? He kind of knows that in Russell. Another thing is he's had numerous conversations with him by being able to coach him at the different Pro Bowls. Not to say that he doesn't have at least some type of relationship with Kyler Murray, but I just think from a quarterback perspective, he probably felt a little bit more comfortable with Russell Wilson. Now, there's some things that they both agree on that they probably got to get fixed. You know, from a mechanical standpoint, Russell has to play obviously a lot better. But, you know, from an offensive system-wise, it won't be a Drew Brees system what he implements out in Denver. He is going to craft that offense to fit what Russell likes to do. I mean, and Bobby, you know this. The last three or four years, how many times did you see all go special being run by the Saints? You know, you didn't see it. That was a staple play for Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints early in, you know, the Sean Payton era, just because, hey, look, we're going to spread teams out. Drew at 15, 17, it's going to either be a big back shoulder or it's going to be a ball to Jimmy Graham down the seam. And so he's going to play to the strengths of the quarterbacks. We kind of know that.
Well, and you know, Deuce, when you look at it, I think Russell Wilson, he's not that old. I still think his flexibility to get out of the pocket and, you know, to break containment. And then you look at the reads, the progressions that come about with that. I'm not saying that Russell Wilson can't be strictly or sometimes be in the pocket, but you have to utilize his skill set as far as bootlegs and all that. And Sean knows that. I mean, Deuce, we all know that you got to play to a player's strengths. And Russell Wilson, and I think Sean Payton knows that. And the bottom line, though, is Sean Payton knows that Russell Wilson has to work out all the money they have invested in him.
Well, and that's why he wants to make it right. That's why he is going to, from a system standpoint, he is going to, you know, cater that offense to fit to Russell's strengths. I mean, they've got some other weapons offensively, I mean, but, you know, he's going to cater that offense to fit to Russell's strengths and make that offense work, because we both can agree, defensively, they've got a pretty good unit. Whether he's right. able to land his DC that he won't, you know, it looks like that Vic Fangio has some opportunity. I know it's been reported that
with the Dolphins,
the deal was done with the Dolphins, but I don't think so. You know, you kind of look at maybe San Francisco kind of working in the weeds over there, and then with Wilkes, if Sean can get him paid, then that may be an option for him as well. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Deuce, I think one of the things for the Saints, and it's critical, is that you got to hit on draft picks. The two you're going to get for Sean, but all across the board, because in the salary cap situation that you're in, to bring in as many young players, talented players, it offsets what you have, because you got dead money, you got money pushed around for future. Man, the draft becomes so much more important to this team. I look at the Chiefs. They got 2 seventh-round picks starting for them.
Well, because you don't have to pay them.
It's football minimum wage.
You don't have to pay him, but Mike, I agree. I mean, but you go back. I mean, so we're saying last year, the players that you drafted, you didn't hit on. I mean, think about that. Alante Taylor, I thought you did pretty good there.
Oh, we hit on him.
On Alante, but to me, I think it's so important now because of the fact of what you got in future contracts and in dead money, this draft becomes so important because of the fact you got a hit on it to get yourself another layer here that you can build upon, because you don't have to pay them. It's football minimum wage.
I agree with that. I mean, I think we all are in agreement with that. And you know, even looking at it, you know, that pick being pick number 29th or pick number 30th. You know, obviously the Dolphins don't have a first rounder this year, so however you want to structure it and layer it or whatever. Right now, as it sits today, you know, I know the thought of is quarterback. What quarterback are you going to get that comes in and plays immediately at that position?
So you maybe going to get it.
Maybe Hooker from Tennessee.
But he's not going to be immediate.
No, he's dealing with a knee injury.
He's not immediate. I mean, and so.
Andy Dalton's still the man.
When you look at it, I think when you look at it, they try to solve some of the quarterback issue via free agency. Now, is that the long term? We'll kind of wait and see. But I think it gives you options at 29. Now, this would take Mickey doing something that he hadn't done probably in a long, 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 long time, is trading back with that pick. I mean, because some team may be in need of, you got to remember, that fifth-year option as a first-rounder.
That's the important part. Right.
Even at 29, you get the fifth-year option for a player. If the Saints can pick up, whether it's an extra two this year, maybe a third-rounder, or a two this year, maybe a three next year, if you can pick up an extra pick this year, plus possibly next year for 29, I think that's something that you have to look at. I think that's just something that you have to be able to look at, particularly if I've got a pod of players that, hey, look, I slide back maybe seven spots, maybe eight spots, and I can still get a guy that can come in and contribute immediately for me. And some team wants to pick up that fifth year option by picking up pick 29. I think that's something that you have to look at it, because I do agree with you, Mike. Now, not only do I have another player on a rookie contract, I'm at a pick for this year, yep, and possibly next year by being able to move back just a little bit. And I mean, we know what the cap is, and you can listen to what Mickey's telling you what he's got to do or he's going to do, whether that's this year or next year. He's going to clean up the cap. I mean, we know that. You kind of need draft picks to be able to do that, though.
Now, Deuce, with that being said, are you comfortable with Andy Dalton being the quarterback next season, kind of a bridge guy, whoever's the future guy? Or do you think there's a possibility? I mean, I'm like, why would you trade with the Raiders? Hell no, you got to pay Derek Carr too much money. And so let the Raiders cut him, and then maybe you negotiate with Derek Carr, and then you got Jimmy G. But
Bobby, you don't have to trade. I mean, people are talking about trade. Why trade?
No, you're not going to trade.
No trade clause.
But, right, you're not going to trade.
He has a no trade clause. You don't have to trade.
But no, but
you don't
okay.
Have to trade. He can reject, Bobby.
Right.
He can reject any trade that he doesn't like. You think that his agent hadn't spoke to Mickey?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes.
I would reject every trade and say, you know what, it didn't work out. Then I'm free agent.
Right. So the question
Have to trade for him. That's the thing.
So
somebody's saying, well, such and such is going to give a first rounder. And if he doesn't accept the trade, if he doesn't want to go there, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The question
even
I have,
with his contract,
would you be
even,
willing?
Even with his contract, Bobby.
Would you
Even
be
with
willing?
His contract being what it is, it's technically only a 2-year deal.
Yes.
It's technically the guaranteed money.
I'm going to put you on the spot, dude.
40 something million.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you be willing, after all of a sudden that you don't have to, you're not obligated to the Derek Carr contract, would you be willing to pay Derek Carr, negotiate with him, and to be the Saints quarterback next season over Andy Dalton?
Would I be willing? Is that my only opportunity? Do I feel like that I can
or Jimmy G or Jimmy Garoppolo, whoever it might be, some other veteran besides Andy Dalton?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I have to do it. Those are options. Both of those are options. Both of those are going to be on the table. There's going to be some other options that are on the table. And so I think for them,
well, what are the options? Dude, they know damn other options. What are the options? What are the veterans? They know that Aaron Rodgers. We hell no, that ain't happening. Or Tom Brady.
That's a trade. I didn't say that you had to trade. There will be
like
some
Tom Brady
players that come available.
Tom Brady.
I never said Tom Brady.
No,
I said other
no
players.
I think Derek Carr or Jimmy G. Anybody else?
You started today. Who you started today?
Okay, I think it's either Derek Carr or Jimmy G.
Free agency start today.
No, but I'm telling
you start today.
I'm telling you right now that if you look at Andy Dalton, now that would be a situation that Jimmy G or Derek Carr, yes, you have to address that. But when you look who's truly out there, a better option than Andy Dalton, there ain't too many out there. And then you might have to go the draft route, and I don't know, the Tennessee quarterback. If you think he's the future and you utilize a late first-round pick for him, I don't know if that's going to work out. But, listen, we have to wait and see. I'm telling you, the Saints next year, I can tell you what's happening, Deuce. It's going to be the same song and dance. We're not going to be bad, but we're not going to be good. We're going to be middle of the pack. We might make the playoffs. I'm keeping it real. I think we're not going to crash and burn. But we're not going to do anything. We might make the playoffs. We're not winning anything. I don't know what the future beholds this next decade. But next year.
So what did you have him doing this year?
I keep Andy Dalton and be the bridge guy for the future.
I'm talking about this past year, going into the year, this past year, what did you have him doing?
I had
the same thing that you're talking right now.
No,
you had him doing the same thing you talking right now. You didn't have him winning the Super Bowl.
No, I did not. I had them.
So what's different from next year then?
No,
what changes in next year?
They're going to be the same. They're going to be the same song and dance. They're not going to be irrelevant.
So whether you win eight games or whether you win 11, is that good enough to win a Super Bowl?
No, hell no, hell no. The Saints ain't winning no damn Super Bowl.
If you were saying this past offseason that they were good enough to win 11 and they only won
I never
eight,
said
eight,
oh,
seven,
I, Deuce, I never said 11 games. I said.
So you said 10?
10.
I said. So you said okay, 10? Okay. And look at the games. They freaking catch the football.
Did
instead of 7 10, they would be 10 and 7.
We can look it up. It's real easy to do.
Okay, yes, yes.
Did you say 10?
Okay. You look at Chris Olave. He's supposed to be all world and all that. How about he freaking catch the ball? He's like very good. He ain't no Michael Thomas
Bobby,
or Marquez Golden.
Did you say 10? Or did you say 11
said,
games?
I said 10 wins. I said 10 and 7.
Okay.
I said
so
worst.
The difference?
Worst case scenario, 9-8. I say worst case scenario,
what's
9-8.
Difference?
So 7-10 and 9-7. I mean, 10-7. They're gonna be the same team. They're gonna be the same team next year. They ain't winning nothing. They ain't winning. No, they could be a winning team.
Guess what?
And you give the fans hope.
Other teams just like them there.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
There are plenty of them like
no,
that,
listen,
too.
We're going to be in the
you and I. We're going to be one team going to win the Super Bowl.
We're going to be in the middle of the pack, but we're not going to be too bad and
it's
we're not going to be too good.
There's going to be 31 other teams just like them.
And to me, in the NFC, unless there's injuries, the Eagles and the 49ers are still clear-cut better than anybody else.
It ain't even close. It ain't even close. No, no, that's what I'm saying. Andy Dalton will be the bridge guy. And then maybe we suck worse than I think, and then we get Caleb Williams or something.
Bob, you really have to suck.
So you giving me 29 other teams just like them, then, right?
Yeah. Well, all I know
you
is Caleb.
29 other teams
All I know is
they not gonna win the Super Bowl, is what you're telling me.
Is Mickey Loomis got to work his magic and get Caleb Williams. That's like Pat Mahomes.
Bob, you can get off of that one, then.
Bob,
big bro, you can get off of that one.
You'd have to completely tank to get killed. I'm just telling you, you'd have to.
Who that nation ain't winning?
Good luck with that one.
Nation ain't winning nothing.
Thank you, dude.
No, we ain't losing, but we ain't winning. We kind of middle of the pack. Like you, ho hum.
Well,
who wants to be ho hum?
Just like you, then, Bobby.
Yeah, ho hum.
31 other teams just like you.
Yeah, we ho hum.
Deuce,
yeah,
thanks so much. We'll get you back tomorrow to continue this ping pong. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
All right. That was Deuce McAllister. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.